Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and today's conversation is with Vance Hitch, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Justice. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Alan Heath. Van, terrorist attacks, natural disasters, and large-scale criminal incidents too often are case studies for revealing weaknesses in our national information sharing capabilities. Would you elaborate on your efforts to enhance and foster successful information sharing across the extended justice community? And more importantly, how does the information sharing environment and the national information exchange model assure the interoperability?
Okay, well, this is something that's certainly been a major emphasis of mine for a long time. We have a program at the department called LEISP, Law Enforcement Information Sharing Program. We started that many, many years ago. I'm going to say 5 or 6 years ago from a planning stage. And we're still implementing, but we're well along in implementation. So we've actually implemented a lot of the capabilities. LEISP is really, in a broad sense, a commitment from the Department of Justice to share information broadly within the law enforcement area of the workforce, and meaning the state and locals, other federal agencies, as well as the intelligence agencies. And I'm going to focus on the what we have called SBU, and now it's called CUI, Controlled Unclassified, because at the classified level, I think there are challenges in there, but we're dealing with a much more contained problem. I don't want to minimize it, because we certainly have programs, and I'll mention one in specific there, but LEISP focuses on the broad unclassified area, because that's the area where we have to share broadly with state, local, and tribal law enforcement across the United States. So it's much more than an IT initiative. It's really deals with policy, it deals with culture change, and it deals with different ways of doing things. I think truly LEISP is and will change the way law enforcement's done in the United States. So we've been implementing it for a long time. I'll just throw out a couple things about it. Basically, what it really means is we're pulling together information on people, places, things, weapons, automobiles, and key information about all of incidents, law enforcement incidents, which are obviously known at a specific law enforcement organization, the smallest, across the country, up to the very large, like FBI and DEA, pulling together all that information out of legacy systems and making them available for more broad sharing across law enforcement, so that from an inquiry standpoint, from an analysis standpoint, that information can be had. So if you can think of what you often see on TV shows, and I don't watch too many, but I do watch 24, if you can think about some of the things that you see on 24, we're not there, but that's kind of like what we're getting eventually out of LEISP. I often think of it in a simple way as Google for cops, so that you can kind of go after information and get it, regardless of where you are, if you're in a small law enforcement organization or no matter where you are. One of the key applications at the center of LEISP is Endex, and it's actually being developed out of our CJIS division within the FBI, the Criminal Justice Information Services Group. It already exists. It's been implemented in hundreds of organizations on a pilot basis, but over the next year and a half, it's going to be rolled out across the country to all law enforcement. So that's really a lot of activity that's going to happen. And that's one of the reasons I like to talk about this, because it's kind of like one of those things we had to, the concept is build it and they will come. Well, we built it and now they need to come. I have confidence that they will. And the reason I'm confident is because they've been waiting for this. I mean, everybody is in great anticipation that this is going to make major changes into the way they do their job and the effectiveness that they can have. We've involved cross-governmental organizations within state and local, like the Advisory Policy Board of the FBI, like the global group that advises the Attorney General on law enforcement matters. We've involved those representative organizations in and their subcommittee structure into our everything from cradle to grave about Endex and LEISP. So we built it in collaboration with them, and we're delivering it in collaboration with them. So I have every confidence that it will be successful. So that's really important. One of the other aspects is that in order to for the state, us to expect state and locals to participate, we have to make sure that we, the Department of Justice and our law enforcement organizations are participating, and that other federal agencies are participating where they have law enforcement functions. So we have very much a lot of stuff that we are doing within the department and across the federal government to make that happen. And that's where the information sharing environment comes in. And there's a program currently run out of the in the White House advisor on terrorism, John Brennan, and his staff, Mike Resnick, has very much been picking up the track on making sure that we are doing things in this area to make sure that we have the interoperability necessary and that we're successful in implementing information sharing on a broad-based basis. There's two programs that they've specifically focused on. One is associated with the fusion centers. And now, at least conceptually, there's one in each state. Those fusion centers, they vary across the United States because they are actually owned and operated by the organization, the state and local organizations where they reside. But they can be, they were originally focused on terrorism, but they're also focused on all crimes and all threats, which means they can be multifaceted. They're not just looking for terrorists. They're kind of looking for drug smugglers. They're looking for cross-border crimes. They're looking for the burglar that was in this town and went next door, all across the board, as well as emergency situations, better able to respond to those through information sharing. So one of the program management offices that have been set up is focused specifically on those fusion centers and making sure they're effective. And obviously, they're a big consumer. They will be a big consumer of our NDEX information sharing. The other one is classified, a system, and it relates to suspicious activity reporting. And we're implementing that, and it's specifically more terrorism-related to make sure that we can prevent terrorism wherever possible and using, leveraging law enforcement broadly across the United States to do so. So those are two major programs. One other thing that I wanted to mention that you alluded to that's important in all this was the implementation of standards. That's something I'm very proud that we have done, and we did it many years ago, but it's really helped a lot, is we adopted something when we started building LAISP. We adopted something called NEEM, National Information Exchange Model. And that was adopted also by the Department of Homeland Security early in its, from its beginnings. I worked with the CIO of the Department of Homeland Security to get them to adopt it. That has been extremely helpful in this objective of information sharing because it really, it is a standard for data exchange and XML standards for message exchange, like the Amber Alert is an example of how NEEM, of a NEEM standard message format. And what it does is facilitates, if we put the information in this format, which we do in all of our systems, we standardize it on Department of Justice, they standardize it in Department of Homeland Security, it makes our systems more accessible, more shareable. The really good story is that this has grown way beyond law enforcement. NEEM is now, I won't say quite adopted, but acclimated at the Department of Defense. They have programs at the Department of Defense, which they've been working on a long time, and we work with them to make sure that it's compatible with NEEM, and NEEM is compatible with it. So they're very much NEEM-friendly and can share information. Health and Human Services is beginning to adapt NEEM. The state and local organizations across the United States are adopting NEEM. And OMB has even picked up the NEEM challenge and has asked all departments to come in and say why you can't use NEEM, why you can't adopt NEEM as a standard. And in fact, in the Recovery Act, NEEM was used as a standard for the inputting data into the Recovery Act reporting. So NEEM is a success story that started out in law enforcement and is very much important for our information sharing story, but it's got applicability way beyond across all government.
Sounds fantastic. You've achieved a lot of success with your LEISP program. With that program and the success that you've had so far, what are some of the challenges that you still face in terms of data sharing across the federal agencies, state and local?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges, and I'm going to be frank here, is culture change. I think we're midway through that culture change, but we're not quite there yet. And that really means embracing fully the idea that we have to do the work that's necessary. The work that has to be done is clear. The standards are clear. Even the software tools to enable it are clear. But some work has to be done in order to get all that data in shareable format. So that's certainly a challenge, and that takes resources. So whether it's a little bit of resources, a lot of resources, that depends on who you are. I mean, anything's a challenge for the law enforcement organization, the police department in Minot, North Dakota. It doesn't have huge dollars to spend on anything. They have to be very careful. So it's a challenge. It's a challenge for everybody. So making the resources available. And one thing we've done about that is the grant-making part of the Department of Justice. We have actually gotten them to go along, and they've made NEAM a standard and in supporting the information sharing program in the grants that they award associated with that, so that when everything gets done, it will be compatible and we'll be able to share information. That's certainly one of the challenges. There is a technical challenge, but I go back to my original. I think the biggest challenge is still we're part the way there, but we're not fully there in terms of the culture change. It is going to take years to make happen, because if you really think about it, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, sharing was not the norm, certainly even within the Department of Justice, between the FBI, DEA, et cetera. It was done on a stovepipe basis. What we're talking about is a more broad-based kind of the ideas we're going to share unless there's a reason not to. And we have specific policies that say what they are, but in general, we're supposed to share most of this information.
Is the sharing challenge across the federal space or with the state and local or both?
I think it's across the board. And I think there's the trust issue. I alluded to it earlier. I mean, one of the things that I quickly found out when I became the CIO of the titular head of the law enforcement organization, the Department of Justice, is that, you know, we have this relationship with the state and local organizations, which they are very willing to listen and they're very willing to follow, but they want to be heard and they want us to participate also. They don't want us just to tell them what they need to do. They want to make sure that we're doing it too. So it's very much, it's a push and a shove. You know, they want us to share and they're willing to share. And it is happening. It's happening. What I'm just saying is it's not easy. It's not easy. It's going to take many years. I think within a year, there's no reason from a technology standpoint where we can't reach the vision I've just described. We already are doing so in many places. The major metropolitan areas we've already implemented. We're trying to implement it with the biggest impact first. But, you know, within a year and a half, we will be, you know, hitting a lot, most of the population. And so the technical reasons for doing it will be a lot less. So then it's the culture is what has to catch up to it.
What does the future hold for information technology at the U.S. Department of Justice? We will ask its CIO, Vance Hitch, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.